We are shifting our weekly shows from 1 hour to 2 hour. Normally we do shows from Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. We're now going to be doing them Friday 6 to 7 p.m. So still starting at the same time, just running for an hour. Tonight's show, we'll be looking at the duo behind Italo disco legend Kano. Stefano Polga is a keyboardist, singer, songwriter, and producer. He was born in Sardinia, Italy. In his teens, he played keyboard in Italian groups Dick Dick, Numero Uno, and Flora, Fauna, and Cemento. In the early 80s, Stefano began collaborating very heavily with Luciano Ninzati. Luciano is a guitarist, songwriter, and producer. Stefano and Luciano collaborated together between 1980 and 1983 under the names Gaucho, Dharma, Matakina, Vinzi, Pink Project, and most well-known, Kano. Let's start the night off with Kano's first single and biggest hit from 1980. I've mentioned this before in previous shows, but you'll recognize the bass line in this song as Tag Team used it in their 1993 hit, Woomp There It Is.
Party people!
So you'll recognize that bass line in this song by Kano from 1980. This is I'm Ready. It was the first single from Kano. It went to number 21 on the US R&B charts. Let's take a listen to Kano from 1980 from Italy with I'm Ready.
Thank you.
You were listening to Obscuro Disco. That was my favorite Kano song. That's Another Life from 1983. That's the ninth single that was released by Kano. The vocals were done by Glenn White. He did vocals for several songs on Kano's last two albums. Glenn White was born in West India. He released several singles under his own name in the late 80s and early 90s. That song, Another Life, went to number 23 in Italy, number 10 in Germany, and number 8 in Switzerland. Tonight we are listening to songs that are by the duo Stefano Polga and Luciano Ninzati from Italy. Most of those songs were released under the name Kano, but there's a few others. Before Another Life, we listened to Baby Not Tonight by Kano from 1981. That was Kano's sixth single. It's the only one they released in 1981. Stefano and Luciano released 15 singles as Kano between 1980 and 1983. That song, Baby Not Tonight, went to number 3 in Italy. I do not know who did the vocals. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Glenn White. Before that, we listened to the only single released under the name Gaucho. That was Dance Forever from 1983. And then we started the show off with Kano's first single, I'm Ready, which went to number 21 on the US R&B charts and was sampled in Tag Team's Whoomp, There It Is, that was released in 1980. We'll be right back with some more songs released and written by Stefano Polga and Luciano Ninzati just after these messages.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
KVSHLP Vashon, your island connection, streaming online at voiceofvashon.org. I guess we're your island connection, whether you're on Vashon Island or with Shayna, who's listening in Hawaii on the Big Island, driving up the coast. Hope you're enjoying the show. Up next, we have a single, the only single released by Dharma. Dharma was, of course, Stefano Polga and Luciano Ninzati, who we're focusing on tonight. This single was released in 1982. It's called Plastic Doll. It was produced by Matteo Bonsanto, who also produced the Kano singles. Let's take a listen to Plastic Doll by Dharma from Italy from 1982.
Thank you.
That was Matakena from 1983 with their only single, Nuts on Me. Quite a ridiculous name, but that I don't know who did the vocals. Stefano Polga, keyboards, Luciano Nanzotti, guitar. They both co-wrote the song. We were listening to all songs that Stefano Polga and Luciano Nanzotti produced, worked on, wrote, and most of those are by Kano. Before Modicana, we listened to Kano, Queen of Witches from 1983. That was Kano's 10th single, and it went to number 64 in Germany. The vocals on that song were by Ken White. We started this session off with Dharma's only single, Plastic Doll, also produced by Matteo Bonsanto, who produced Kano songs as well. Don't know who did the vocals for that. That was from 1982. Basically, if it wasn't Glenn White, I don't know who did the vocals. We will be right back with another Kano song, their fifth single that reached number 2 on the U.S. Dance Music Billboard chart, right after these local messages.
This portion of Voice of Ashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kid specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Up next, we're going to listen to Kano's fifth single called It's a War. It was from 1980. I believe they released five singles in 1980. This did reach number 2 on the U.S. Hot Dance Music Billboard's Dance Club chart. Let's take a listen to Kano with It's a War from 1980. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.